from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A gun and bomb attack on a university in northwestern Pakistan Wednesday killed at least 25 people and wounded dozens more, according to officials and hospital sources. VOA's Ayaz Ghul is in Islamabad and has more details.
What we understand from the officials in Charsada, which is around 150 kilometers from Islamabad towards northwest, is that four gunmen who basically, two of them were suicide bombers, they attacked this so-called Bacha Khan University in the town of Charsada in the morning, just when the students were beginning to undertake their classes. And in fact, there was an internal annual ceremony also taking place when these four attackers entered the campus and started indiscriminately firing at students and teachers and causing so many casualties. But according to officials, there were enough security on the campus that prevented and confined these attackers to one of the blocks of the university, and that's where this six-hour-long gun battle then continued.
That is VOA's Ayaz Ghul reporting from Islamabad. You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. Uncertainty over the timing of urgent talks on Syria's future and the humanitarian crisis in the nation were high on the agenda as U.S. Secretary of State Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in Switzerland Wednesday. Kerry pressed Russia to use its influence with the regime of the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, according to a U.S. spokesman. The idea is to ensure immediate, unimpeded, sustained humanitarian access to all Syrians in need. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say a suicide car bomb attack near the Russian embassy in the capital of Kabul has killed at least four people, including three women. A health ministry director told VOA that at least 28 other people were wounded in the blast on Wednesday. Russian foreign ministry officials say there were no injuries among Russian staff and that the embassy in Kabul will increase security. Local media reports say the target of the attack was a minibus carrying production of staff of a private television channel. Russia will spend 30% less on its space program in the next decade and scale back on a slew of projects to save money in the face of tanking oil prices and a falling ruble. That was a plan presented by the country's space agency Wednesday. According to the blueprint presented to the Russian media by the head of the space agency Roscosmos, the space program budget for 2016 to 2025 will be cut by $17.36 billion. That means plans to launch an unmanned flight to the moon will be pushed back 5 years to 2035 from 2030. Adding border checks to Europe's passport-free area could cost 3 billion euros, that's $3.3 billion a year, in lost business, according to the bloc's chief executive Wednesday, seeking to reinforce a message that impulsive measures to curb migrant flows would hurt the economy. With some 1.7 million workers crossing the EU internal borders every day, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said every hour of waiting time at the border cost money. Yemeni security officials say that Oman has closed its two border crossings with Yemen over fears of militant attacks, leaving Yemenis largely sealed off from the outside world. Three security officials from the eastern province of Mahra, which borders Oman, told the Associated Press Wednesday that the closure took place early this year, but did not give specific dates. The United States says China must join with the rest of the world in imposing strong sanctions against North Korea over its latest nuclear test, given its special relationship with the reclusive regime. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the call Wednesday in Seoul during a meeting with the South Korean foreign minister. Pyongyang angered the international community when it announced it test its first-ever hydrogen bomb on January 6th. Zimbabwe's Constitutional Court outlawed child marriage Wednesday after two former child brides took the government to court in a groundbreaking case to challenge the practice that is rife in the nation. The two asked that child marriage be declared illegal and unconstitutional. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.